This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. on Wednesday returned the Yemen-based Houthi rebels to a list of terrorist groups as the militants attacked their second U.S.-operated vessel in the Red Sea region this week, and the U.S. military carried out fresh strikes. Attacks by the Iran-allied Houthi militia on ships in the region since November have slowed trade between Asia and Europe and alarmed major powers. In an escalation of the war between Israel and Palestinian Hamas militants in Gaza. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They're the Biden administration's latest bid to stop Houthi attacks on global shipping. The sanctions that come with a formal terror designation are meant to keep violent extremist groups from their funding sources. U.S. officials say the sanctions will be designed to minimize harm to Yemen's people, among the world's poorest and hungriest. But aid groups worry the penalties will make a humanitarian crisis worse. And critics say the sanctions may not even have much effect on the Houthis, a relatively isolated group with few known assets in the U.S. that could be threatened by sanctions. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hamas is also a U.S.-designated terrorist group. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said on Wednesday there's a critical and urgent need for continued security assistance flow to Ukraine.
They are still going through artillery shells and HIMARS rockets and air defense capabilities at a pretty advanced clip, depending on what they're facing on the battlefield. And so their inventories are running lower without question.
Kirby outlined the pressing need for some weapon systems, acknowledging some munitions are in short supply. This is